Welcome to Rocky Mountain Media. This is Thursday, November 14th, and this is a long time coming. We've got All In episode 26 because something happened to 25 and it's still stuck in our recording library. So welcome to episode 26 of All In. Say hi, everybody.
Hello. Hello.
So today we figured we'd talk about a topic about performance and confidence and things like that. So last week we got to play in the recording studio, the brand new recording studio in our campus on Red Rocks Community College. And that was so much fun. I loved not only having a new member come and play with our podcast club, but she sang live for us and it was fantastic. You're so good.
Thanks.
So you guys want to talk about that? Who wants to go first?
Yeah, okay, I'll talk about it.
I think Mac.
I can speak for a good number of us here as well. I've never been in an actual recording studio, so it was really kind of neat to see all the different equipment, how it's set up, and how you set up mics on the various instruments. So you have it really close to the amp for the electric guitar and just how you set it up for the drums. And it was very meticulous and very
detailed,
thoughtfully
oriented.
Done. Yeah, exactly. I knew it had to have been set up properly. I just didn't know certain details, and it was kind of interesting to see that. And all the different mics that go for the different instruments. Yeah.
There's voice mics, there's drum mics, there's guitar mics. Oh my gosh.
There's like three of them on one.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It was really interesting. And kind of reminded me that I'd really like to try voice acting at some point. Same thing with my homie Alex. We want to do some voice acting. I think that'd be kind of fun.
That would be fun.
I don't know what it would be, but
I would do that with you guys.
Yes.
That'd be fun.
I would love to do that. Yeah, I'd super be into that. So
I can make some goofy voices.
me too.
You can.
Pre-choice.
There's
one
on the spot.
So that's kind of my thought process with that. Would be interested in singing. I've never done it before. I don't know about that, but it was really cool. It was a cool experience.
Good. What about you, Danianne? What about going in there? Aren't you a semi-musician? Don't you do something?
Well, I play the piano.
I thought something.
I started when I was younger, and then I fell off of it. You know, I was growing up, but I've been recently getting back into it. We do have a piano at my place, and it is one of my favorite places to be. I just feel bad for all the rest of the people that have to listen to me just like hours, and just it's so much fun though. It's like a creative. It's a nice outlet for me to just express myself. I love singing. It's one of the things, and it's been in choir since I was in kindergarten. But trying to find that, a lot of people do try to sing to match that, but you have to like use your own voice and you know.
Yeah, you have to figure out your own way.
Yeah, Nora Jones is like, and Anna James is like my. That's where I sing. Those are my
octave ranges.
Yeah,
you give me Nora Jones vibes,
girl.
I knew it.
Like
that's what I was thinking. Yeah. I know. I thought about that after I left. I was like, man, I wish we did.
We
can do this.
Yeah.
Do a little Nora Jones
together.
So
I love it.
Yeah.
But musicians in the making for recording on our podcast.
Very exciting. Yeah, the making some songs.
I know, right? Well, that's kind of what we had planned for today, but the recording studio, the new studio, is kind of backlogged with a lot of student recitals they got to record from the musician students on campus. So we were supposed to try to play in there and record today, but hopefully in the near future, once they get all that kind of caught up, because it just opened and there was delay after delay, which that's the way it happens when technology. Oh. Gotta love it. So, what about you guys? So, Natalia is new to us.
Hi.
Hi. Tell us a little bit about what that was like for you.
It was very scary. It was really new. I was really excited about it. I was really eager to do it. It was really funny because it was the first time that I've ever sang in front of anybody. So, being in an actual recording studio, singing in front of these people and in front of an actual mic and all that setup felt really real, and it made me feel very I was very shaky and I was very, very nervous. So the potential that could have happened didn't happen, but it was the first time for everything, so you know,
it was the first time.
Yeah, and I after that first time I just like want to go back and do it again. Yeah.
good enough, that we're not worth it, that somebody else is doing it better, and getting rid of those comparisons and things like that, and just knowing that you're at your own journey, and that, you know, I believe, I can't wait to hear your voice acting, honestly. Right? I'm excited for it. I'm like, just do it.
I can't do anything serious. Yeah. Like, that, because that's the thing about confidence. I feel like, I don't know, being serious makes me feel uncomfortable. So, like, if it was, like, anything, like, serious or dramatic, I don't think I could do it.
Well, you could do animation. That's not serious.
Yeah, like, you'd be goofy and just, like, your personality. Like, take that and...
Yeah, my thing is being funny. I don't like being serious.
You don't have to be serious.
You can
be
seriously
funny.
Yeah, you can be seriously funny.
I love it. You're seriously funny. Ooh, that's awesome.
I made a weird gesture. That's what it was. To describe what's happening.
Yeah, since they can't see us, thank gosh. That's my favorite part of podcast and broadcasting.
Oh, my God. Yeah, everything I get distracted by while recording. Like this.
You're just smelling that thing.
It's like a, it's like, how would you describe this?
That is like a,
it's like a connector
knob.
It's a knob.
Yeah.
Connector knob. Yeah.
So of some sort. That's why I thought maybe it was off our cart. I'm like, oh my God, is it falling apart already?
Well, he's on top of it. He's smelling it to see
he's
where
been
it belongs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because I grabbed the metal part with my hands and made it smell weird. And so I smelled the thing. It's gross. But I can't stop.
Oh my gosh, it's hilarious. See, you guys crack me up. Well, next Monday is Danny Ann's birthday, so happy early birthday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Any special plans, Miss Confidence, over there?
Oh, well, I am going to, they have a spa day on campus.
I know, I can't wait to do that. I did it last year. I tried, but I ran out of time.
See, and I didn't get, last year I did too, for last semester, for like the midterms and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go check that out. My boss, Dan, actually was very nice enough to, like, ask me if I wanted to take off.
Oh,
because I didn't say anything. So he was like, are you sure you want to come to work? And due to it being Monday and I'm not, other than, like, meditating or, like, trying to find something that's just me, bubble bath and a wine bottle, you know, typical birthday.
Hey, that sounds pretty good.
Pretty good birthday.
Okay, I'll be okay. And other than that, I think I'm going to try to get a massage because I know – it's been stressing me out, and we do have I feel like, me personally, I'm a little biased. They have state-of-the-art massage chairs.
I love
that.
I just did it.
So no one
Tuesday.
Touches you then.
Oh,
no.
But no one actually touches you there.
Thank God.
The one in the spa, they might, but they do have reflexology. So I was thinking about getting acupuncture and something for Monday to kind of like reset me because I feel like especially during this time in the semester where everyone's all stressed out for everything.
All the vibes.
Yeah, just kind of having a day where I can just reset.
I'm super afraid of needles. That sounds terrifying.
Well, some people don't like touch, and that's okay.
Yeah, or getting touched.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Oh, and they have surround sound, too, those massage chairs. And
I know.
Oh, you can blast some tunes.
I usually do the Running Brook. That's my favorite.
Me too. Oh, that's awesome. I mean, I was out in there, like, all the time.
I did, too.
It's been, like, 3 hours.
Yeah.
So it's like, reset. Hello?
I'm napping. Don't wake me up. Yeah, I actually dozed off this last one.
Yeah.
So good.
I feel like I talk a lot in my sleep, so I'm like afraid I'm gonna say something like embarrassing. I'm gonna admit something. They're gonna be like,
I don't know
who you are, but you're cringy.
I am a sleep talker.
Are you really?
Yeah, my sister's recorded me before and like showed me videos, and I'm like, oh God.
Yeah, whole conversations.
Oh, yeah, no, it's weird. This one, when I was younger, we had a bunk bed and I was on top of it, and I don't know what was happening. But my sister started recording me, and she, like, was saying something to me. She was like, Natalia. And, like, I looked down, and, like, I smile at her, and she's like, what is wrong with you?
Whoa.
And I just
oh
go
gosh.
Back to bed.
Oh,
like, I don't know. I honestly don't know what's happening.
My mom says I talk so much that I even talk in my sleep.
Your mom roasts me.
Well, you never know unless someone tells you.
Right, I'm single, so I don't know. No one's ever told me I talk in my sleep.
Yeah,
I kind of, I've mumbled before,
mm-hmm.
Or I've snored and woke myself up.
I usually didn't like fart and wake yourself up.
I'd probably be mortified. I'd be like, oh my God.
Oh, you'd be so glad that you're like living
single.
On your own.
I'd be like, oh, thank God, spirit.
It's
supposed
to be part of someone that's sleeping next to you. And then you both wake up.
Right?
You're like, what was that?
I'm gonna one up that terrible story.
Was that you?
Wait, was that you or was that me?
Someone else.
Oh my god, that's so funny. Well, awesome. Well, that was pretty much any last or parting words about confidence and people really stepping out of their comfort level or their comfort zone to really kind of pursue what they're passionate about.
Oh, my thing is like, I mean, you could probably be in that situation, but for the most part, when things are like scary or something, I usually think, at least I'm not physically dying. Like, you,
well,
as long as I'm not physically dying, I'll be okay.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah.
There will be a next day and I can try something else or something, you know?
And the fact that it'll all be all right,
yeah.
Regardless of what's going on in your life,
mm-hmm.
You know? There's better tomorrows or whatever.
And that fear is actually your body's way of, it's your body's response to preparing for a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people go into fight or flight, but if you can hone in on knowing, just like you said, that you're not really dying, that there, it feels like you're, you know, you're in a situation.
In the moment.
In the
mm-hmm.
moment, yeah, where you feel threatened just because of fear or because of whatever's going on. If you can hone in and know and mentally overcome that you're not dying, it's going to be fine.
Yes.
Then you can bring that strength out and kind of pursue whatever you're doing, whether it's public speaking, singing in front of people for the first time, which you did an amazing job, and I can't wait to hear, you know, your... You just belt it out. Because like you said, you know, it wasn't the full capability, but
yeah.
I know it's, everybody, we all know it's in there, and we'll just work on that, you know, bit by bit, even if it's singing with your eyes closed or whatever.
Yeah, I remember you were trying to tell me that, but I didn't know until later.
Yeah, I was like, close your eyes, just pretend we're not here, you know, same thing when you sing in your car and there's nobody
yeah.
around. So.
No, it was crazy. The jitters really got me good. Mm-hmm. I heard it in my voice, which was like the first time that's ever happened to me, so it was really bizarre.
It could get the best of you, if you let
it. Yeah.
Yeah. And the more you do it, the more you practice it. I'm sorry, Alex.
It's okay.
The more you do it, the more you practice it, the more at ease you'll get. So what were you going to say, Alex?
Oh, yeah. No, just because like when I did music and stuff like that, you would like, you feel nervous right before you're performing and stuff like that. But like there'll be times where we'll perform like the same song. And so like you just get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
You get used to like people looking at you.
How did you play?
I did the violin for
four
years. Oh,
I did too.
Years,
oh.
Yeah.
And then I did percussion for like two.
I've always wanted to do
that. I was not any good at the violin. I sucked.
Just done electronic music.
Didn't you play like the clarinet or something?
No.
You played like a band instrument though, didn't you?
No.
What was I talking to then? What?
Right.
I played the clarinet before. I was like Squid Dan. Squidward.
You were Squidward?
Yeah.
That's tight. I wanted to play, I would play like saxophone.
So bad. I don't have those, like the lips.
That, you gotta be smooth, you know, because it's like the saxophone.
Yeah,
you
gotta.
Always makes me think of Kenny G.
Yeah, you gotta be the Kenny G. You gotta be Kenny G or else.
Or else.
Be your own Kenny G.
There you go.
There
See,
you
there
go.
You go.
Daddy G.
That's what it's about.
Is it Daddy G?
Danny G.
Danny G.
You're a sinner.
All right. Well, any last parting words before we end episode 26 of All In?
Bye, y'all.
Believe in yourself. You got this. Whatever you're trying to do.
That's a great note. Yeah.
Whatever mm-hmm. you're trying to do, believe in yourself. We support you. Even if we don't see you or know you, know that we're all going through the same thing. We all have the same fears. We're all worried about being judged, and half the time you're doing public speaking, the people who are listening are worried about presenting their speech as well. So,
totally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let that weight off your shoulders and do what you got to do. Dance it out. And
do whatever you got to
do.
Dance it out.
Do.
I love
dance
it.
Dance it out.
Dance it out. So we're going to dance right out of here. You've been listening to Rocky Mountain Media, and this has been All In, episode 26. Say bye, everybody.
Bye.
Take care.